Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, presented by Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, also fueled by Kubota. Today we are profiling Kyle Thurston of Thurst Hill Farms. He caught up with our very own Paul Rellinger.
What was your experience like, Kyle, growing up on the farm when you were a kid and that sort of thing?
Right from day one, I kind of knew that, you know, wanted to work on the farm and take over the farm when I was younger. I spent countless hours when I was just a wee kid riding on the tractor or whatever with Dad and Grandpa. There was always something going on, something different every day, which was awesome. Dad and Grandpa have taught me lots. It was, you know, there's never anything that I would have changed ever. It was always super fun, super interesting. As a kid, we used to, you know, run around the barn, play in the haystacks, play with all the baby kittens in the barn. Friends always used to love coming over, right? Because we were, you know, who didn't like coming over to pet and play with baby calves?
What a great way to grow up, right? I mean, you know, in the outdoors, as you said, working with your dad and your grandfather, and you know, it's and I guess it taught you the meaning of a good day's hard work, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not really a 9-to-5 job around here. You clock in when you can start working, and you clock out. Well, you never really clock out. You never really clock out on the farm. So, yeah, Dad and Grandpa, they spend countless hours. And I mean, Grandpa, he's mid to late 70s now, and he's still at the barn at 6:30 every morning, feeding cows. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, look up to him and see what him and Dad have accomplished over the last 60, 70 years together. And, I'm really looking forward to, you know, taking over and, you know, carrying on the family farm.
Are you kind of cognizant of that legacy? I mean, how much do you think about it? As you said, all those years, you know, your grandfather, your father, and now you, I mean, that's quite a torch to have to carry on.
It is, but I mean, as I said, I have Grandpa and Dad who give me more than enough guidance and help to navigate day by day. It feels like a lot of pressure at times, but at the end of the day, what gets done, and so it is a lot of pressure, but I have good mentors, very good mentors.
The farm, where, and I'm sorry for my ignorance, is it out in the Lindsay area, is that right?
Yeah, so we're located about 15 minutes northeast of Lindsay, kind of right in the center, right between Lindsay and Bob Cajun.
Okay, and what about a seventh generation? What's going on there?
So I'm getting married in a couple weeks now, August 23rd, and not yet, but I imagine probably within the next coming years there will be there might be a seventh generation around.
You don't want to put too much pressure on your partner, I guess, right?
not right now, no, but for sure there will be a seventh generation to come, absolutely.
And finally, before I let you go, I should ask you this earlier, like your farm, is it mostly dairy right now? Do you do any crop farming or anything like that? Or
so we have dairy cows, obviously, and then we do quite a bit of cash crop on the side. And my dad also, well, Dad and Grandpa also run a seed business, so we sell seed to local farmers and stuff. So it is a very, very busy farm, especially in the springtime. There's a lot to do, and we have a lot of really great help that isn't family. So it's always all hands on deck,
and
pretty much year round.
Thank you for this. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Paul. I am always more than willing and more than happy to talk about growing up on the farm.